on Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that the U.S. threat to withhold some arms and would not prevent Israel from continuing its offensive in Gaza, indicating it might proceed with an invasion of the back city of Rafah against the wishes of its closest ally. President Joe Biden has urged Israel not to go ahead with such an operation, over fears it would exacerbate the humanitarian catastrophe in the Palestinian enclave. On Wednesday, he said the United States would not provide offensive weapons for a Rafah offensive, raising pressure on Netanyahu. But on a statement on released Thursday, Netanyahu said, "If we have to stand alone, we will stand alone. If we need to, we will fight with our fingernails, but we have much more than fingernails." And sometimes violent confrontations, police have broken up protests by pro-Palestinian activists at the University of Amsterdam Wednesday, and a second straight day of unrest over the war in Gaza. After police ended a blockade on university grounds, hundreds of demonstrators moved to a nearby square to continue protesting late into the evening, demanding an end to the war. It was unclear if and how many people were injured during the scuffles and how many protesters were detained by police. Also, some 30 miles to the south, students occupied a university building to protest Israeli actions in its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Yemen's Houthi rebels have now claimed responsibility for two missile attacks in the Gulf of Aden on two Panama-flagged container ships that can cause no severe damage. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in southern Brazil are rushing to rescue survivors of massive flooding that killed at least 100 people, but some residents are refusing to leave belongings behind, while others are returning to evacuated homes despite the risk of new storms. Authorities say that heavy rains and flooding in southern state of Rio Grande do Sul since last week also left 130 people missing. More than 230,000 people have been displaced, and much of the region has been isolated by the floodwaters. An Army general, one of the coordinators of rescue operations, said his team is working at full steam before heavy rains that are forecast to hit the Porto Alegre area across the weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration plans to partially end the 27-year-old supervision on how the federal government cares for child migrants shortly after producing its own list of safeguards against mistreatment. The opposing attorney, Alicia Welch, said that the Justice Department had said it will ask a federal judge to terminate what is known as the Flores Agreement at the U.S. Health and Human Services Department. The move would strain President Joe Biden's already rocky relationship with immigration advocates as he confronts an unprecedented surge in border crossings, with arrests topping 2 million in each of the last two budget years. Democrats joined a majority of Republicans on Wednesday to save Speaker Mike Johnson from an attempt by GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove him from the job, but while Democrats in the minority through the Louisiana Republican are a little rasped by voting on a side, they may clearly may not do so again. That means the threat for Johnson still lingers as Greene and other lawmakers can at any time call up another motion to oust him. The episode highlights the increasingly precarious situation for Johnson, who faces the same conservative forces that took down his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy, but with an even smaller majority that would force him to continuously rely on Democratic support to carry out the most basic functions of legislating. Donald Trump's defense attorney has accused Stormy Daniels of slowly altering the details of an alleged 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. The attorney is trying to convince the jury in Trump's hush money trial that a key prosecution witness cannot be believed. But Trump's case does not rise or fall on Daniels' account. It's a trial about money changing hands and business transactions and whether those hush money payments were made to legally influence the 2016 election. Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying the Donald Trump Organization business records.